Alright folks, welcome back to another episode of Procrastination Killer. I'm your host Asher Blake, and let me tell you, if there's one thing we've all got in common, it's that little voice whispering. Maybe later, when we should be tackling that to-do list. Ever feel like your brain is playing a game of hide and seek with your motivation? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're here to call those procrastination demons out and become masters of our own time. Today, we're diving deep into the strategies for managing those pesky procrastination triggers that trip us up more often than not. Think of procrastination like a hungry beast with certain favorite foods, its triggers. These are the situations, thoughts, or feelings that send you scrambling for distractions instead of getting things done. We've all got them. Maybe it's that overwhelming feeling when facing a big project, or that sudden urge to scroll through social media instead of hitting the books. Knowing your personal triggers is like learning your procrastination beast's taste preferences. So, what are some strategies for managing those triggers? Let's break it down into five key takeaways. First, embrace self-awareness. Seriously, this is crucial. You gotta become a detective and figure out what sets off your procrastination alarms. When do you find yourself scrolling endlessly? When does that, "I'll do it later," feeling creep in? Keep a journal or use a simple app to track those moments. Understanding the patterns behind your procrastination is like having a cheat code to beat the game. Second, break down those big, scary tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. We all know that overwhelming feeling when facing a huge project. It's like staring at Mount Everest and wondering where to even begin. But guess what? You don't need to conquer the whole mountain in one go. Break it down into smaller, achievable steps, like hiking up a series of hills. Suddenly, the climb doesn't seem so daunting. Third, set realistic goals and deadlines. Don't try to cram everything into a single day or week. It's a recipe for burnout and procrastination paradise. Instead, set achievable goals that fit your schedule and energy levels. Remember, slow and steady wins the race, especially when it comes to conquering procrastination. Fourth, create a distraction-free environment. That means silencing notifications on your phone, closing unnecessary tabs on your computer, and finding a quiet space where you can focus. Think of it like building a fortress against those tempting distractions. And hey, if that means putting your phone in another room for a while, do it. You'll be surprised how much more productive you become when you eliminate those constant interruptions. And finally, reward yourself for progress. Celebrate those small wins and milestones along the way. It could be anything. A cup of your favorite coffee, a short break to listen to music, or a fun activity after completing a task. Remember, motivation is like a muscle. It needs regular exercise and positive reinforcement to stay strong. Think about that time you were putting off cleaning your room. Maybe the thought of organizing everything felt overwhelming, so instead, you binge-watched an entire season of your favorite show. You know that feeling, right? The guilt mixed with the comfort of procrastination? But imagine if, instead of scrolling endlessly, you broke down the task into smaller chunks. You could start by clearing off your desk, then move on to organizing your clothes, and finally, tackle those dusty shelves. Bam! Suddenly, cleaning your room doesn't seem so daunting. You even feel a sense of accomplishment as you check each task off your list. Okay, so let's recap. Today, we talked about the importance of self-awareness, breaking down tasks, setting realistic goals, creating a distraction-free environment, and rewarding ourselves for progress. Remember, conquering procrastination is a marathon, not a sprint. Be kind to yourself, celebrate those wins, and keep those procrastination triggers at bay. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest procrastination triggers? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other in our journey to become procrastination proof. Until next time, stay motivated and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.